قريب وللأرض من كل حي نصيب وللناس حب لكل البقاء فيها وللموت فيهم دبيب.
Brothers and sisters ask that we are living in a world today where there is many, many problems. They say, what is our position in our current life? What should we do? How should we do it? When should we do it? What is our stance as Muslims in our current catastrophes? The answer is very, very simple. The answer is very, very easy. And we know that whenever we want information, news, that the most authentic news is in no other than the glorious, perfect, excellent word, the uncreated word of the Almighty Lord, the noble Quran. There you will find genuine, authentic facts, news, instead of watching CNN or Fox or any other garbage, gibberish news on television. The news is in the word of the Almighty Lord. So what is our position today? What should we do today? What should be our stance today? Let us reflect and contemplate upon a beautiful, perfect verse in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 35, the Almighty Lord said, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. Translated, for Muslim men and women, for believing men and women, for devout men and women, for true men and women, for men and women who are patient and constant, for men and women who humble themselves, for men and women who give in charity, for men and women who fast,
For men and women who guard their chastity, and for men and women who engage much in the remembrance of the Almighty Lord, for them, Allah Ta'ala said, we will grant them forgiveness and a great reward. This is our stance. This is our position. You want victory? You want salvation? You want successfulness in the life of this world and the life of the next? The Almighty Lord has given you the key, the solution, the way you should be, O believer, O Muslim, O Qanit, O Khashir. Allah Ta'ala has given you the genuine fact of how you can attain victory, of what you should be doing today. And as we heard, that this beautiful verse addresses both men and women. So it's not only to men. Both men and women in the message of the Quran can acquire good qualities and good deeds. For indeed, the blessings of Allah Ta'ala and His reward is for all those people who obey Him, whether they are men or women. It's not only for men, it's for both men and women. So these qualities in this beautiful verse summarize for all humanity, for all jinn, the noble Islamic character. Let us reflect upon one by one. And this is a victory. This is salvation. If you implement each one of these qualities, you have implemented salvation. You have invited successfulness. You have invited victory inside your life, in the life of this world and in the next. Innal muslimina wal muslimat. For every Muslim man and woman. Now, we hear the word all the time, Muslim. I'm a Muslim, you say. Of what religion are you? I'm a Muslim. But what is a Muslim? A Muslim is a person who continuously and all the time submits, surrenders, and gives himself up from A to Z, from start to end, to the Almighty Lord. This is the meaning of Islam. It's submission to the one Creator with absolute obedience to His law. We must adopt the whole of Islam. If you want to be called a Muslim, you as a Muslim, to be called a Muslim, you must adopt all of Islam. All of it. You do not adopt one part, I do not like the other part, I'm going to chuck it out the window. No. There is a fault, a deficiency. Your Muslim, your status as a Muslim is diminished. It dies slowly and slowly until there's no Muslim in your life. No Islam in your life. You must adopt the Aqidah and the Ahkam. You do not leave the Ahkam and take the Aqidah, or take the Aqidah and leave the Ahkam, which is its ruling. No, you open your arms wide for the Ahkam, for the Aqidah, social matters, the Islamic social matters, economics, politics, all of it. Say, with your door open in your home, open your front door, tafaddal ya Islam, into my home. Tafaddal, enter and embrace it with your arms. And how do you cater for this Islam? Do you cater by putting a cup of drink for it? And a piece of chocolate cake? No. The way you cater for this word, for this deen, is by implementation. This is the way you cater for Islam. Not by saying, I'm a Muslim, sit down and relax. No. You cater for Islam by implementing all of Islam. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kaffa. Wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan. Innahu lakum aduun mubin. Are you who believe? The Almighty Lord is addressing us, because we are all believers, are we not? So are you who believe, enter in Islam completely all of Islam and do not follow the footsteps of Shaitan. For indeed he is nothing but a clear, explicit enemy to you. So when you open the door for Islam in your home, you do not allow, after Islam enters, the footsteps of Satan to follow. And the footsteps of Satan, if they follow, that means you are going to be taking what you want, what you desire, and throwing out what you don't want, out the window. So you make sure when you enter Islam, in your home, close the door and prevent that devil, that Satan, the accursed, from following that Islam. And enter Islam with full embracement. This is Islam. You get many brothers who I've heard recently criticizing the Christians. Why do they criticize the Christians? They say they are only Christians for one day a week. Every Sunday. Sunday Mass. Where they have their bread and wine. The wine is supposed to be the blood of Jesus. And the bread is supposed to be the flesh of Jesus. Anyway, they criticize the Christians, saying that they're only Christians for one day. Why were the same Muslims? They are only Muslims in Ramadan. When Ramadan comes, I'm a Muslim. They embrace all of Islam. They start praying, they fast, they stop theft. They stop drinking alcohol. They stop smoking hash. They stop doing evil. Only in this month. But when this month is over, alhamdulillah, I feel imprisoned. I was locked up. And they go jump from one sin to another. And Ramadan comes, they feel a burden on them. Oh, Ramadan's gonna come. I better prepare myself for it. Have they entered Islam completely? No. Are they Muslims? No. Because ادخلوا في السلم كافة, they did not enter Islam completely. They are nothing but liars. This is the first quality which you can attain salvation. Very clear. إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ, the first quality. For every Muslim man and woman. وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, the second quality comes now. For every believing man and woman. A believer, a mu'min, is a person who has faith. He lives with and in faith. Not only has faith, he lives with and in faith. And a mu'min is a person with full conviction and certainty of the heart. We know that Islam is submission in the outward sense. While Iman is in the inward sense. External, internal. It is a deeper aspect of Islam. It is our full certainty, full belief. Love in the body, mind and soul for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a believer, in better words, is a person who abides by the commands of Allah Ta'ala and abstains, pushes away, puts a barrier between him and his prohibitions. The tribe of Azad came to Medina, an Arab Bedouin tribe. And when they came to Medina, they embraced Islam. They embraced Islam. After embracing Islam, they requested from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam charity, money, claiming that they were true believers as the believers that fought alongside and suffered alongside Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the situation. They just embraced Islam and they're claiming to be as strong as those who had fought and suffered alongside Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As you can see, it's a presumptuous claim on their part. So the Almighty Lord told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to rebuke them. قَالَتَ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَقُولُوا
أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبهم.
The Arab, the Bedouin said, we believe. We truly believe.
Allah says, say that you have not believed, but say instead, we have submitted. We have submitted formally to Islam.
And yet the faith has not entered your heart.
When does it enter your heart? When does it enter your heart?
What does a mu'min mean? A mu'min is a Muslim, but not every Muslim is a mu'min.
When are you a mu'min?
When you know that fornication is haram, I withdraw from it. When you know that alcohol is haram, I withdraw from it. When you know that theft is haram, murder is haram, slander is haram, lying is haram, I withdraw from it.
This is a mu'min. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said clearly in a beautiful narration,
I swear by Allah Ta'ala, he does not believe.
The companions asked, O Prophet of Allah, who does not believe? He said, the one from whose harm his neighbor is not safe. And another occasion he said, the fornicator is not a believer while committing fornication.
Nor is the wine drinker a believer while drinking. Nor is the thief a believer while committing theft.
Nor is a murderer a believer when committing murder.
And without the many narrations, you cannot truly believe until
you love for your brother what you love for yourself.
When you love for your brother what you love for yourself, you can be called a mu'min. So if you're hungry at home, and your neighbor who's a Muslim brother of yours or sister is hungry and you've eaten with your big belly, after you've had your big meal, and you know your next door neighbor is hungry, or your Muslim brother or sister is hungry, and you don't aid that person while you're able to aid him, you are not a mu'min.
You could be a Muslim, but you are not a mu'min. Because you have not loved for your brother what you love for yourself. You have not loved for your brother what you love for yourself. And this is iman. This is iman.
The third quality.
وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ. And the qunut is a devout, a humbly devout person, you can say. It means to be always aware of Allah Ta'ala. It means obedience and worship in the most humble way. In other words, you are always humble. You're always aware of Allah Ta'ala.
When you eat, when you drink, when you stand, when you sit, when you sleep, when you awaken, when you work, when you play, when you do anything,
you know that Allah Ta'ala is there. Thus, you are fully aware that you do not do anything that Allah Ta'ala does not like. Thus, you are a qanit, you are a muhsin. And this is in a narration of the great famous hadith of Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Jibril asked Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is ihsan? And what did he reply with? He said, ihsan is to worship Allah Ta'ala as though you see him.
Though you do not see him,
he sees you. Imagine a person that worships Allah Ta'ala in this manner. Now, brothers and sisters,
can you imagine when you pray that you worship Allah Ta'ala knowing for certainty
that Allah is looking at you now? How would you act? Would you be able to commit fornication?
When you know for certainty that Allah is watching you, you believe Allah is watching you, you are aware of this, you are a qanit, a muhsin, would you commit fornication? Would you commit theft? Would you slander? Would you backbite?
You will not. Because you'll be too scared. Knowing the Almighty Lord is looking at what you are doing. This is how we should be. Every Muslim, male or female,
we should be all aware of this. We should be all qanit.
Which is to be a devout worshipper, aware of the Almighty Lord at all times. The fourth quality. وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ. And a sudq, as you all know, a sadiq is a truthful person with sincerity. Are you a Muslim? Alhamdulillah. Are you a mu'min? Alhamdulillah. Are you a qadi? Alhamdulillah. Are you a sadiq? Inshallah. Would you like to be called a liar? But if you're not a sadiq, you're a liar. You're either a sadiq or you're a liar. And a Muslim is not a liar. A Muslim is not a liar. He's a sadiq. He's a truthful person. And this is what sidq means. Truthfulness and honesty together. And every single Muslim, brothers and sisters, they are truthful people. Muslims do not lie. Why? Because it's a sign of hypocrisy. Whatever comes out of your mouth, make sure it is truthfulness. That Allah loves. That Allah is pleased with. Otherwise you will be called a liar. And we know the great narration that mentions about how good truthfulness is. إِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ وَالْبِرِّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَصْدُقَ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا. Truthfulness leads to piety, and piety leads to paradise. And a man persists on speaking the truth until he is enrolled with Allah Ta'ala as a truthful person. Would you not like to be called on the Day of Judgment, Ya Sadiq, Ya Siddiq, O truthful person, come? And many people today, all you hear on their tongue is lies. Brothers and sisters, we are Muslims. We are not allowed to lie. Why lie for? What are you going to get out of lying? It's a sign of hypocrisy, it's filth, it's abomination, it's dirty. That which comes out of your mouth, if it's a lie, it's filth. Why lie for? People will never trust you. People will not like you. People will hate you when you lie. And when you lie and lie and lie, you are known to be a liar after that. So Allah will make it known of you. So why lie? Would you not like to be an honest person? A truthful person? This is the attribute, the quality of a Muslim. Do not lie. Because it's not going to help you, it's going to hurt you. Let every utterance that you utter be a word of truth. Kulu qawlan sadida. Say a word of truth, a good word. And Allah Ta'ala will forgive your sins. The fifth quality. Wassabirina wassabirat. And a sabr. What a beautiful quality this is. It means patience and perseverance. Sabr means patience, steadfastness and perseverance. And the Muslims are patient people. Are very patient people. Especially in the case, situations of difficulties. They do not go crazy. They do not rip their hair out. They do not tear their clothes. They do not start wailing or crying loud. They say, Alhamdulillah. They did not lose their aqidah, nor did they lose their principles under pressures or challenges. You are a Muslim, you say, Alhamdulillah, no matter what confronts me, good, bad, Alhamdulillah, tafaddal. Why? Because you know this is all an examination. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Surely we shall test you with something of fear, hunger, loss of wealth, life and fruits, and give glad tidings to those who are patient. What a beautiful attribute this is. What a beautiful characteristic to have. Those who are patient, they'll go a far, far way. And we know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived a life of patience, perseverance. He used to sleep on a reed mat. A reed mat made out of leaves. And when he stood up, that reed mat would mark his body. Abdullah said one day, Ibn Mas'ud, Ya Rasulullah, allow us to make something comfortable for you to sleep on. He looked at him and said, Ya Abdullah, what am I to do with this world? What have I to do with this world? I am no more than a traveller, a rider, who seeks shade underneath a tree.
rests for a little while, then wakes up and continues his journey. He does not want to be comfortable. Why? Because this is not his life. He does not care about this life. What a beautiful person. What an excellent creature. What a beautiful example to follow. What a beautiful example to follow. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, today we're going to have our king size. Our queen size. Make sure it's waterbed. Don't forget the waterbed, he says. She says, no, make sure it's three mattresses, not two. Three mattresses. Extra comfort. Extra comfort. Yeah, she doesn't want to mark her body. And he does not want to mark his body. He wants to come up, ahdahari. Ahdahari. Because when you step on such beauty and luxury, your back is going to hurt you. But wallahi, when you step on the ground, you get up like a man. You get up like a man. Your back is strong. This is reality. You step on the ground, you got to get used to it first. Probably the first couple of times, you got to get sore back. But after a while, believe me, your back, your spine, it is the most healthiest way to sleep. And this is medically true, is it not? That when you step on something hard, it's better for your back, because your back does not sort of sway. Does not sort of curve. You might be a hunchback at the age of 30. Plus, even on those queen-size luxuries, the wavy beds with the water in it. You know, they say you have to have the groovy in, so you can really think when you dream. You know, when you dream, you're in the world of waves. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When Umar ibn Khattab entered the Prophet's room, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw no cupboards, no luxury, hamakallah, nothing to sit on, no fruits, no dessert, no nothing. He sat on the floor and looked at him and said, Ya Rasulullah. He started crying, Umar ibn Khattab. He started crying. Said, O Prophet of Allah, what have you got? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Umar, what makes you cry? He said, O Prophet of Allah, the Roman king, the Persian king, their seats, their thrones is made out of pearls and gold and silver and rubies. Their clothes is silk and gold. For you are the best of creatures chosen by the Almighty Lord. Look at how they're living. And look how you're living. You know what the Prophet said? He said, great, God gave me this, God gave me the luxuries. He said, I'm not with a smile. Doesn't it suffice us that for us is the hereafter? And for them is this world and only this world. It's their paradise. Like, ya'khudul paradise taba'an. Let them have it. We don't want it. We want eternal bliss and not temporary, basic, minute bliss. Because this is all it is in this life. Minute, a bit of enjoyment. That's all there is. And that enjoyment gets forgotten as soon as one dip in hellfire that happens to them. One dip, the excitement and enjoyment in this life. One dip in paradise, the hardship, the burden that you went through, O Muslim, you forget all about it. That was the fifth quality. Number six. وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ Those who have fear. It's الْخُشُوعِ is to have great awe and reverence for Allah Ta'ala. And khushu' is a deep respect and fear in the heart for Allah Ta'ala. And those who have khushu', fear of Allah Ta'ala, you will not see them arrogant, nor would they be people of pride or boastfulness. They're the most humble people on